Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Amanda Elam is back. Amanda is the co-founder and president CEO of Galaxy Diagnostics, an early-stage medical diagnostic company. They're doing awesome work there in the Research Triangle part of North Carolina. She's a research fellow with the International Diana Research Institute. That's how we met her, through our good friends at Babson College, and she's our good friend. Amanda, welcome back.
Thank you for having me.
It's good to have you back. So in the past, you've talked to us about the work that you do, and I'll get you to remind us about that in a second, the work that you do and how you, what you guys do. But today, remind us about your company, we're going to talk about the different experiences that women have compared to men when they're seeking investment. But first, I want you to remind folks what you guys do for a living.
Right. So I'm CEO and co-founder of Galaxy Diagnostics, and we're advancing detection testing, basically, in the flea and tick-borne disease space. And right now we offer the most sensitive direct test for Lyme disease and for calf scratch disease in the world.
What is the last one? Tell us about that one.
Calf scratch disease is actually caused by a bacteria called Bartonella.
It's cat scratch. I'm sorry, you said
cat scratch disease.
I missed that part. Yeah. My brother, I have an uncle that died from Lyme disease. I have a brother who was very sick from cat scratch fever.
Yeah, you can die of heart failure, liver failure. And the calf scratch disease bacteria, Bartonella, has also been implicated in a range of cancers.
Cause wow.
It's like the health. I know, it is a crazy area of medical discovery.
Didn't know that. So mm-hmm. this tells you folks not only the awesome work that they're doing, but the success they're having. Give us the website there, Amanda.
To learn more about Galaxy, you can go to I guess we don't have to do that anymore. GalaxyDxDogX.com.
GalaxyDxDogX.com. So check that out. So Amanda, yeah. Over the years, for more than 20 years, I've had men and women, many, many women on the show, talking about mm-hmm. the challenge that women have had. You can imagine how it would have been, say, 23 years ago. Women have had getting investor capital in their investors to come into their to invest in their business, especially yep. the higher you go with the more sophisticated the venture capitalist. You know, a lot of women, maybe you can get an angel investor to come in, but when it comes to going after the sophisticated money, women have had a different experience than men has that been your experience?
Absolutely. It's really unfortunate, both for the entrepreneurs and for the investors. The gender continues to play such an important role, and the gender of the founder plays such an important role in which companies receive an investment.
So tell us about how you've experienced this, and has this been lately? Is this still going on?
Oh, it's absolutely going on. And you know, I think there's a difference between what we experience individually versus what we see in the numbers when we do studies and collect statistics around what's happening.
Right.
We have a lot of evidence, for example, that, you know, women receive less than 3% of venture capital funding in the United States. And when we start to unpack that statistic on a research basis, what we find is it's kind of a mixed bag, but part of it is we understand it's structural, right? Women tend not to start businesses in industries and sectors where investors
that's find right.
highest returns. So
that's right.
Software technology is an example, right? So that's one part of the problem, structural. The other part of the problem, though, is we also have evidence that, you know, male investors in particular aren't very interested in the types of businesses that female founders are starting. Mm-hmm. For example, going after femtech, right? So technologies mm-hmm. that benefit women. We also find, you know, that in the pitch processes that you know, women founders who are pitching are more likely to be asked questions about the downside of their business versus the upside. So there's a whole framing thing that goes on mm-hmm. around communications. And we think a lot of that stems from implicit bias. Just this, you know, male entrepreneurs receive investments based on their potential, but for female founders, investors want to see proof of performance before they invest. And that's the problem.
Well, and it must be said that, and this is what I've reported on, and this is, and what I'm about to tell you has come, all of it, 100% of it, has come from women who are experts in this field. I mean, you're an expert because you're a practitioner who would seek money, but these are women who help people, women like you, get the money. That's their job. And what they've done research on this. They've gone out in the marketplace and they've said to the money guys, why aren't you lending more money to, I mean, why aren't you investing more money in women ventures? And this one particular, I remember this one quote, this lady said, they told me that, well, because women don't ask me for money. His experience was he wasn't getting the pitches, or if he got the pitches, they weren't confident pitches. You know, that's one of the things that I've talked a lot on the show about Amanda is that if I could give women one thing, it would be confidence, more confidence, because men are more confident than they deserve to be. Women are less confident than they deserve to be. And if you're an investor, you want to see somebody who believes in who absolutely believes, who won't qualify. What do you think?
Yeah, so you've mentioned three things, right? Women don't ask, investors don't see it in the pipeline, and, you know, and women aren't signaling the type of confidence that investors
well
like
said.
To invest in.
Well
and
said. Much
those
better
are absolutely,
than I did.
Yeah, those are absolutely three issues that get brought up again. When we go in and do studies, though, what we find is that female founders and jointly owned firms, right, men and women founding companies together, tend to outperform other mm-hmm. firms. So the big problem for investors is if you aren't looking hard enough, because we know network effects are really strong, right? You
right.
only know who you know. If you aren't working harder, you're missing really good investment opportunities. And so one of the things I wanted to talk to you about today is what some of those emerging solutions are.
And like, that's what we're going to do.
How is...
Right after the break with our good friend Amanda Elam. She's the CEO, president at Galaxy Diagnostics. GalaxyDX.com is the website. Check it out. It's an amazing, amazing work they're doing over there. Amanda Elam and I will be right back. I'm Jim Blassing.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.